The message I want to share with you tonight is just, it's titled, It Is Finished. And here's what's going on here. This is a moment in the death of Jesus Christ. In John chapter 19, verse 28, it says, after this, Jesus, knowing that all was now finished, said this. And this was to fulfill the scriptures. I thirst, so Jesus said. And a jar full of sour wine stood there. So they put a sponge, and this is they being the soldiers that were there manning their post. They put a sponge full of this sour wine on a hyssop branch and held it to his mouth. And when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Now, to give you a little bit of the full context, because scripture says after this, meaning which right before this, what we find out in this particular book, that while Jesus is hanging on the cross with nails in his hands and nails driven through his feet, so he's hanging up on a cross by way of these nails that are holding him up on a cross. And he's got a crown of thorns on his head, pressed on his head, that have just punctured through his scalp. And remember, he'd been beaten. He'd been beaten earlier. And so scripture reveals to us in this amazing book that his face, it was unrecognizable. Couldn't even wreck for those who had followed him, for those who knew who Jesus looked like in the flesh. Because he'd been beaten so much, you couldn't even recognize him. And his back was torn open too from the whipping that he had taken earlier. So his back was open, nails to his hands and his feet, crown of thorns pressed, and his face swollen. And he's hanging on here, and I'm giving you this picture in this moment because right before this moment happens with what I read to you, he addresses one of his disciples who were there. His name was John. And just to kind of give you just a short understanding of what Jesus said in that moment, he looks at John. He says, John, and he points out to John, who his mother was, Jesus, his mother was there, Mary. He said, John, take a look at Mary. This is now your mama. And he basically was like, take care of my mama. I mean, that's pretty amazing. Like, you know, I use that one with my son, like, all the time. Whenever my son gets an attitude or doesn't want to help out around the house, or just is being lazy or wants to talk back a little bit. Some of us know what it is to talk back to mama a little bit. I always bring him to that moment on the cross when Jesus said, look, even when Jesus was dying, hanging on the cross, he still made sure somebody's going to take care of his mama. So I always tell my son, so you take care of your mama. Some of you young men, take care of your mama. So here in this moment, after he says that, knowing that all was now finished, I thought about that. Knowing all. So here's Jesus in the flesh dying on the cross, but he knows all in that moment that everything is done. It's completed. Meaning this, he's on the cross because he's dying for you and I. Salvation happened at the cross, where Jesus took our place. You and I, because of our sin, born sinners, we've all sinned. We've all fallen short of the glory of God, which means you and I were not born in the right relationship with God. We were born in sin. We did not know the first thing as to what it was to live a life glorifying God, loving him, living for him. We were born sinners, rebellious, and our sin separated us from God. And so somebody needed to pay the sin debt because the cost of living a life in sin, the cost, the payment that was due for our sin is death. Somebody had to pay the debt. A debt that we owed to God. It should have been us. But God gave us his son. Jesus came down on the earth 2,000 some years ago. And he lived this life without any sin. He was going to be the sacrificial lamb, pure, living a life in right standing. It needed to be a pure sacrifice, without flaw, without sin. And so he lived this life. Man, he didn't curse. He didn't lust. He didn't fight nobody. He didn't yell at nobody. I mean, can you imagine that? He lived this perfect life only so that he could come to the cross and die for you and I. And that, when that moment came on the cross, it was the moment where he, not only in the flesh, but also being God, who he was, he knew in that moment, everything is complete now. I'm taking on sin. I've lived a life without sin. Here I am at the cross. It was my Father's desire that you and I would be reconciled back unto God. A restored relationship, but somebody had to pay the sin debt. And in that moment, Jesus knew, I've completed this thing. It's all done. This wonderful demonstration of how the Father in heaven loves you and I, who we should have been condemned to death, but he gave us his Son, and he came not to condemn us, but to set us free. It's complete. This is the position that I'm supposed to be in. It's amazing because who he was as God, he understood coming to that place of the cross, this was the journey that I was called for. And so he comes, and then there's one more thing that needs to happen. He's got to fulfill the scripture. He says this, I thirst. And then this jar full of sour wine was there. And then the soldiers, they take like this kind of this branch, and then they put a sponge on the end of it. So there's this branch, there's like a sponge on the end of it, and they dip it in this sour wine. Jesus said, I thirst. Now, understand this, that in that moment on the cross, he very well in the natural was probably very thirsty, needing something to quench his thirst because of just all of the, as I had described earlier, the pain that he was going through and the loss of blood in that moment and just the agony that he was facing. He would thirst in that moment. He would thirst in that moment and he would ask for something to drink. And I often take a moment to just think about that moment, because in that moment that he thirsts, his death on the cross is what gives us living water. It's amazing. Remember Jesus, he told a parable one time about a rich man that had everything in life, and then a poor man named Lazarus who used to hang out at his front gate. And the poor man dies and goes to this place called with Abraham's bosom. It's a holding place. And then scripture tells us when Jesus was telling this story that the rich man died and went to hell. And he tells us this parable describing that when the rich man is in hell, he cries out to Abraham up top like, could you please tell Lazarus, could he just dip his finger in a cup of water or something and just let the drop just drop down to me in hell right now. And Jesus was trying to express the agonizing pain of hell in that moment, that even just a drop of water would be refreshing in that moment. To think about that illustration that Jesus would give, that he's crying out from hell and said, just let Lazarus just drop a drop of water. This is so painful. So painful. You see, that's the eternal thirst that you and I deserve. But when Jesus went to the cross and said, I thirst, that right there was our invitation to eternal life. There's a replacement here. The sacrifice of Jesus is amazing to think about. He says, I thirst, and he does it to fulfill scripture. He does it because in scripture, the psalmist King David wrote about it. That when Jesus would ask for something to drink, that they would give him sour wine. And Jesus made sure that before I die, everything that was written before me represents me. Because everything that is in this word of God always points us to the love of Jesus Christ. We heard that this afternoon. That's what you call completion. And Jesus will say, wait, I can end this right now, but no, I'm not. Because I want to make sure that everything in this word that represents my Father truthfully and absolutely represents me. And I'm not. And here's what's so amazing in this moment. You see, before they brought him that sour wine, they had offered him a little earlier another sour wine. And the sour wine that they offered him earlier had a mixture of something called myrrh. And this substance, myrrh, mixed with the sour wine that they had offered him, the myrrh allowed a little bit of just kind of like a numbing to the pain that he was going through. To almost speed up the process unconsciously in this moment of great agonizing pain, which means it would have made it just a little bit easier for Jesus to endure what he was going through for you and I. But scripture tells us that when they offered him that first sour wine with the myrrh, he rejected it. Why? Because he chose to consciously, completely endure the agonizing pain that you and I deserved. That he would choose not to cut any corners. We'd cut corners. We'd be like, yeah, give me that myrrh. Let's get this thing over with. But that's why we have the perfect finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross. He would not cut any corners because he loves you and I too much. That he would say, I've committed to do the will of my Father, which is to restore you and I back unto God. And I'm not cutting any corners in order to do so. He signed up willingly and joyfully to endure this. But then still knowing that to fulfill the scripture that talks about how he would take a sour wine, he still needed to have a sour wine. So at the same time, I'm not cutting any corners, but however, I've got to drink some sour wine. And so he does. He says, I thirst. And they take this sour wine, they put the sponge on there, and he takes it, and scripture says he receives the sour wine, and then he says, it is finished. What is finished? The sin debt. It is now paid in full. Done. It is finished. The plan of redemption, it is finished. God's people can be redeemed now. It is finished. We don't owe God anything else but to simply receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We don't have to figure out how to get it right anymore because of our mess. Because Jesus said it, it is finished. And when Jesus says it is finished, it is finished. Why? Because God has given his Son all power and all authority. I mean, anything that he says, it is the absolute truth. I mean, here he is dying on the cross. Here he is with all of this pain. And he says this, I believe, with joy and excitement. This is a word for you and I today. This is a now moment. It is finished. The bondage of sin, it is finished. You who have been just chained and shackled to mess, it is finished because of Jesus Christ. Paid in full. You don't owe nothing anymore. You're not the one going to a cross. You don't have to die. Paid in full. I mean, let me help you understand this. Like, I don't know if you've ever had this situation where you actually paid your light bill and then somehow there was some misunderstanding and they cut your lights off. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Say amen. You ever had that moment where just somehow the timing just got all mixed up? You made sure that you paid that bill, and all of a sudden your lights go off. Well, what do? You get on the phone. And if we New Yorkers, we ain't gonna back down. We gonna get on that phone and go, hello? Hello, what's the lighting company that we use? Con Ed. No, I don't wanna speak to you. I wanna speak to whoever's in charge. Hello? I'm sitting up in here in the dark and I want you to know I paid my bill. Don't tell me that. I'll run to the library right now and fax you to my pay stub right now. And it don't matter, right? It don't matter what they say. If you believe, now I'm not giving you an illustration about people that are deceitful and just straight out lying. No, I'm talking about people that actually paid the bill. Come on now. Don't mess with my illustration. Listen, I'm talking about people that actually paid that bill and Con Ed's coming after you and they shut everything off and you're going to stay on that line until somebody turned my lights on. I'm not waiting until tomorrow because I paid in full and so therefore I'm supposed to be in the light right now. But some of us spiritually, we're living in the dark. And it's really you getting a phone call right now, in this hour. Imagine that. Imagine your phone rings right now, and it's Jesus. And he's on the other line. He says, what are you doing? Sitting in the dark. Why are you still in the dark? Your debt is paid in full. Paid in full. No. Don't give me excuses how you're trying to figure out how to pay your debt. You can't pay that debt. Matter of fact, I paid the debt long time ago. Stop it. Stop sitting there with your head all down trying to figure out how you're going to get through life. Hey, I saved you. Now listen, I want you to get up on out of your seat. I want you to go to that light switch, and I need you to turn the light on. And then here's what Jesus would say furthermore. Oh, by the way, not only did I pay it in full, I paid it in full forever. This is eternal. You don't gotta ever touch a bill again. It is finished. And then on the cross, he just bowed his head and he gave up his spirit so that we don't have to give up on life. He did that. It is finished. You don't have to remain in bitterness. You don't have to live your life in fear. It is finished. He conquered sin and death. And now there's victory in Christ Jesus. Some of you, this has been a phone call moment for you. This word for you, it's Jesus on the line saying, hey, it's finished. Live in the light. Stop living in darkness. I paid it all in full on the cross, your sin debt. And now here I am as your savior. Music ministry, could you come on out? Let's play. We're going to worship and I'm going to invite you to come up and pray. Now this is we're getting ready to stand up, but listen to me. I want to make just this invitation to pray very clear. Some of you in here are living life without the Savior Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, Lord over all. And there's some things in your life, and I'm talking about sin. Sin that separates us from God. When Jesus went to the cross and said, "It is finished," that invitation was for those who would repent and turn from their wicked ways, and they would receive forgiveness that we have in Jesus Christ. And Jesus, his finished work on the cross, paying our sin debt, we now have new life in Christ Jesus. But if tonight you've got some stuff that isn't finished, let's bring it to its end right here tonight. I want to pray with you. You've got some stuff in your life that is in rebellion against God. It can end right here tonight because of the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross. And I want to pray with you, and I want to pray a prayer in which we will declare tonight, it is finished. Could everybody stand up? Now, there's always that moment, right? Like, I'm not sure if that's me. I don't know. And you're going back and forth. If you're not quite sure, then that means you need to come on down. And if you're nervous, ask your friend, cousin, husband, wife, whoever's beside you, could you just come down with me? I need salvation. I need to make Jesus Christ my Savior tonight. Let's get serious before the Lord. He went to the cross. He died openly, publicly, for you and I. He proclaimed it with a loud voice, "It is finished." So now you come down. I want you to be able to pray that tonight. It is finished. Church, if you brought a friend tonight and they're hearing this gospel for the first time, second time, third time, a couple times, they're not quite sure, just turn to them right now and say, "I'll come down there with you and I'll pray with you," so that this thing can be finished tonight, this addiction finished tonight. Let's worship. And God bless you for coming down. We're standing with you as a church. We're gonna pray this with you. I'd like for you to pray this with me. I'm gonna pray just a simple prayer, and if you believe in faith, and if you're watching online too right now, I want you to pray this prayer with me. If you believe in faith, stand up if you can and join us right now as we trust and believe and know right now that we're able to receive living water from Jesus Christ because of his finished work on the cross. Heavenly Father, repeat that after me. Heavenly Father, I receive your son Jesus tonight as my living Savior. I believe, Jesus, you died on the cross for my sins, for my failures. Forgive me. I repent of my wicked ways. Make me a new person. Make me a new person. I've thirsted for a long time. Give me living water. Thank you, Jesus, for being my Savior. It is finished. I am free. I am set free because of the finished work of Jesus Christ. Amen.